And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There were already several compelling reasons to reject Donald Trump's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to serve on the United States Supreme Court, even before last week's disturbing accusation from Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, a 51-year-old clinical psychology professor who alleged that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her more than 3 decades ago. Mr. Kavanaugh has shown himself to be an ideological extremist who threatens to end reproductive freedom for American women and validate a bizarre notion of presidential power that would place Donald Trump effectively above the law. There is also credible evidence that Kavanaugh has provided misleading statements about his service in the Bush administration. That said, Dr. Ford's accusations are an extremely troubling development. More than 200 former students at Dr. Ford's high school have circulated an open letter declaring their support for her and adding that Ford's alleged experience of sexual assault is, quote, all too consistent with stories we have heard and lived while attending the school themselves. On Monday of next week, the Senate Judiciary Committee will hear testimony from Dr. Ford and Kavanaugh regarding her accusations. It should be just the start of a full investigation. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.